Well, still in relation to that, the National Council of PTAs has praised President Akufo-Addo for his commitment to fulfill his much-talked-about free SHS policy. The president of the council, Alexander Yao Danso, speaking to Radio Ghana, said the announcement signifies the government's readiness to lessen the financial pressures of parents in educating their wards. Mr. Yao Danso, however, said PTAs will complement the efforts by the government to make the policy realistic. He spoke to Ritam Pabintete.
Personally, when I heard the news, I was glad. I was overjoyed, you know. In the first place, we used to thank him, you know, in advance. Of course, the program will be starting somewhere in September. But for him to have announced it before the time, it clearly shows that the president has a lot of interest in his heart in giving quality education to Ghanaian children. Honestly, when I heard the news, I was glad, because a lot of parents are suffering from the payment of school fees, you understand? And he has actually removed the burden on a lot of parents by way of not, you know, paying school fees. Once he has announced it, although the implementation starts in September, I'm glad a lot of parents will be glad, because getting to the end of the term or during vacation, there are a lot of students who go on, you know, doing many jobs, ostensibly, to get money to pay their fees. And some of the parents do not even have.
The government really, make this doable? Free lab fee, free textbook, free examination fees, free dormitory, free food for day students, and all that. Is this realistic? Can he really make this happen?
Really, you know, there's a saying that if a blind man, with all respect, wants to throw a stone at you, it means he's stepping on something. If he had not won, he thought of it, he started it somewhere 2008 in his campaign, 2012, 2016. When you go to the right, say, we've got everything is possible. So he has sat down, thought over it, and they are there. They are now in the helms of affairs. So he knows what he's talking about. I, for instance, I know for sure that it is durable and they can do it.
Government is going to pay all these things freely for students. What will parents pay? Are they supposed to, send their children to school and that's it?
My sister, if someone wants to help you, do you have to put all your burden on him or her? You also have to assist.
Exactly. So you have to also assist government in a way.
So we are going to continue doing what we have been doing, you know, complementing the efforts of the government, because it is our children that the government is trying to, you know, educate. And so why should we sit aloof and then look at the government, oh, everything is free? We have to also help. We definitely have to help. And we'll continue helping as we have been doing.
So in this case, which areas are you going to help?
We have many, many. Of course, the PTA is doing many things. Remember, we are the major stakeholder, you know. We are the major stakeholder. And we produce the raw material, that is the children. So, of course, what we have been doing, we have been putting up, you know, been helping putting up science labs, classrooms, computer labs, putting up infirmary, you know, and a whole lot of engaging the services of laborers, you know, and so on and so forth.
That was the president of the National Council of PTAs, Alexander Yao Danso.
The Ghana National Association of Teachers, NAT, says government's free SHS policy is feasible and must be commended. According to the association, stakeholders are patiently waiting for this month's budget and its specifications, as well as the source of funding. The General Secretary of NAT, David Fori Echampong, told Radio Ghana that the association is ready to welcome positive policies that will improve the educational system, hence the need for interested parties to believe in the policy for a better system. He spoke to Rita Ampabing-Tete.
I think they are welcoming.
It is a welcoming news.
Yeah.
To NAT as a body.
Yes, to us.
Why is that? Do you think that this is an achievable policy? That is why NAT wants to associate itself with.
Now, what are the issues? The issues are that the constitution of our country is desperate on what ought to be done at the secondary school level, from the basic to the secondary school, that we should move into a regime where the education at that level is free. Now, over the last year and a half, when they were campaigning, this was, one of the issues that His Excellency the President spoke about, that we were going to ensure that secondary school education becomes free. Now, he has come into office, and he's giving us a hint of what they intend to do. What we have to wait to interrogate is when the budget is read. The budget will then give us the budget for the program, because I believe statistically they have done all the analysis, and they know how much it will cost us. So we'll wait patiently for the budget to come, look at what will be the budget to carry out this program. project and then where the funding will be coming from, because this must be a sustainable program. That is why I'm saying we are satisfied with it. We have to wait till the details come out, then we can do further interrogation. But the president himself has said that there were going to be other consultations on other issues that he thinks are necessary, important to be done in order to ensure the success of the program that they want to set roll out.
There are others who have raised, serious concerns that probably this might be just a political talk, because looking at the number of students that we have in our educational system, how can you make most of the very important services free? Are we going to have quality in our educational system as far as this free SHS policy is concerned?
I am an optimist, and I don't see what the problem is with it. The issue is that we have to look at what are the components in terms of funds that is going to come in. For most of the things that happen, like you talk about admission fees. Admission fees are paid once in a lifetime of a student. So how much is it? Is it a 5 CD? Is it a 2 CDs? Because the form that they will take your bio data, and government says that they are not going to allow any parent to buy. It's a library fee. The library fee, is it paid on yearly basis? How much is it? You see, so all these things are issues that I believe that they have done their own statistical analysis and have realized that if education is their priority, looking at how much of our budget goes into education, and they are prepared and they are committed in reallocating funds for its attainment, I don't see why I should doubt them. They are in government and they have to bring the details. This one is just only a few of the issues that the president has raised. We believe that when the opportunity comes, like they have said, and they give us the full details as a people, we should be able to interrogate them properly and see whether they are true or not. But this is what he has said. I believe that most people had voted for him based on the kind of promises he made on the education sector. And therefore, if he's able to carry through, he will have to pay dearly for it the next time around when there's election.
It's obvious that NAT is a major stakeholder in our educational system. So for me, I want to know, if we are having some of these things or services free, what is NAT going to do to complement government's efforts?
For us, our interest will be exactly the role that our teachers are going to play in the whole scheme of these affairs and the compensation that should come with it. You know, the president has already said that the teacher is going to be the pivot around which these reforms are going to be carried through, and that he's going to do a lot to motivate teachers. Those are details that we are all looking for.
David Furia Champong is the General Secretary of